Okay, today's daf is Nida Daf Tezayin. I want to thank the sponsors of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Shiurim, Lezecha Nishmas Leah Bas Yitzchak, by her grandchildren, Avishai and Elisheva Newman, David Avram and Michal Landau, Rav Gavriel and Dina Newman, and Emmanuel and Raniel Newman. We thank them for the sponsorship. Lezecha Nishmas, their grandmother, Leah Bas Yitzchak. Okay, we continue now on Tezvav Amid Beis. Tezvav Amid Beis, we're in the sugyas of Safek Motzi Midei Vadai. So the Gemara started off with the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan discussed when somebody comes back from a trip and he's not sure whether his wife is an Eder or not. Yishu Sheyish Lavest. So the Gemara said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Baal can just figure out and calculate the days and Baalah without asking. Without asking, because he could assume that she is Tahora if all the numbers work out. So the Gemara asked, what do you mean? Is it a Safek? And if she's a Vadei Nida? So the Gemara ended up saying, Ain't Safek Motzi Midei Vadei. The only case where that would be Mutter is where it's Safek V'Safek or Vadei V'Vadei. And then we started going into other cases in Shas where that comes up. So the first place we brought up was the Brisa about the Chavar Shemes. Chavar Shemes is Tamar Chacham that left fruit, and he wasn't sure if they were becheskas mesukanim or not. You don't know if the trumas of ice was taken off of yet. So we assume yes, and we said, isn't that a case of safek motzi midei vadai? So we answered in two ways, either making both cases into safek, or both cases into vadai. In the case of safek v'safek, the second day of the Gemara mentioned was based on Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia, who says the concept of marim, that a person can bring his tvua into the house in its shaft, so that the animal could come and eat and pture from meiser. We mentioned the machlokas Rishonim, whether that was meduyik or not. Dafka behema, Rov Rishonim holds dafka behema. Like Rashi here says, because behema is always achilas arai, and therefore, even if it's brought in the house, no matter when it is, you can always give it to your animal. For a person, achilas keva is aser, and therefore, it doesn't say person, it just says behema. We had, if you remember, last year, a Daf Be'in Shir, I got an email last night about where they are. All the Daf Be'in Shirim are on the OU website, ou.org, under Daf Be'in. We had a Daf Be'in Shir a couple of months ago relating to this concept of Achilas Keva, eating it before Gemar Malacha. Why is that allowed? How did the Rabbanan make a distinction? We never find any other Isser where there's a distinction between, well, it depends how you eat it. You're allowed to eat treif if you eat it Keva. Arai, but not Keva. You never have such a concept. It's always either Asur or Mutter. And all of a sudden here, we have the concept of a Keva versus Arai when it comes to produce that did not have a Gemar Malacha. So we spoke about that at that point. Okay, but now we go into, and then we had Rabbeinu Ephraim, who was different than all the other Rishonim, who was quoted in the Tosafos HaRosh, who said that even a people would be mutter to eat it, because if it's never going to be subject to Gemar Malacha on a D'oraisa level, so then maybe there is no longer an Isser of Achilas Keva. Fascinating Shita in the Tosafos HaRosh. Good, so we continue now with the next sugya that's brought up. Says the Gemara now, about 8 lines up from the bottom. Tezvav Amabes. V'yakati ein safek motzi midei vadai. Still, is that really true? That a safek is not motzi midei vadai? V'yatanya, but we learned in the Brisa, Maisa b'shivchaso shel masik echad berimon. It's a story about the shivcha of a certain masik in Rimon, a place called Rimon. What's a masik? So, different days in the Rishonim. So, masik, usually the verb for harvesting olives is called a masik. There's a different verb for grapes, it's a botzer, for olives it's a masik, every produce has its own verb. So, some say it means a masik, it means the son of, the shivcha of an olive harvester. But others say masik is some type of strong man. So, either way, masik is a Shivcha. Shivcha of a masik, sheitila nefel labor, that she had a nefel, she had a stillborn, and then, or a baby that did not live till 30 days, whatever the case is, and she threw it into the bor. Uba kohen vihitzitzba, leida im zachar im nekeva. And a kohen came and looked in to see, he wanted to see how long she would have to have Tumas Leida for, if it was the type of Nefel that would require Tumas Leida, which will come up later in the Masechta. But the Kohen looked in to see if it was a male or a female. 7 days, 14 days, the Chachamim, figure it out, but Tiaru, and they will matar this Kohen. I, this Kohen, could have been Ma'ahil on the Nefel. As we know, Tumas Oel is in one of three ways, under the same roof, or one is above the other one. So here the Kohen was possibly above the Nefel, and the Chachamim was still Matayer. Why? Because there are all these weasels and animals in the bar, and we could assume that they took the Nefel away. And therefore, there's a good chance he was not Ma'ahil on the Nefel. So Tar. So now the Gemara says, before we talk about it more, let's finish. V'ha'acha devada hitila nefel. Here this vade nefel, safik gururuhu, safik lo gururuhu. And it's a safik whether it was removed from that spot or not. V'kasi safik emotime devadai. And we say that, yes, we assume it was removed, even though it was only a suffix if it was removed, and it was a vada that it was thrown there. Siv is in this an example of a suffix being motzi mide vadai. Problem. Answer is, lotema. No. Lotema hitila nefel abar. Don't say that she vadai threw a nefel into the bar. Ela ema kimin nefel. Something like a nefel. Meaning, you weren't sure if it was even a nefel. Kimin nefel. But it says that the Kohen was checking if it was a male or female. Mashba that it was Vadi or Nefel. So the Gemara says, no, Hachi Ka'amar. Uba Kohen v'hitzitzba, the Kohen looked in, Leida im Nefel hipila im Ruach hipila. Number one, to see if it had the halachic status of a Nefel. V'yim tim salomar Nefel hipila, Leida im Zacharam Nekeva. So it was really a Svek Sveka. Svek Sveka, and that's why we can be mitar here. It was Suffolk Motzi Midei Suffolk. They're both a Suffolk. Or the other way to get out of it, Vibayasema, Kivan, the Choldo Bardels, Bitsuyim Shamvate Gamaruhu. They definitely took it away. The weasels would definitely take it away. So again, just like the Gemara answered previously, we either make this case into a Suffolk Vasuffolk or a Vadai Uvadai, but we don't make it into a. We take it out of being a Suffolk Motzi Midei Vadai. Right, if they would have been able to figure it out, then they would have. But there was a lechora. Sounds like the bar was pretty far down because they were looking in. They didn't take a ladder to check. Right, v'habor reik, right, nechashim v'akramim yeshbo. So I don't think they wanted to get in there. Two ha'aris. Number one, sounds like from this gemara that a nefel does not have a chi of kvura. Right, the shivcha threw him into a bar. What is that? Just stam because she was not following halacha. Sounds like that a nefel did not have a chi of kvura. Our minug is to bury nefalim anyway, but it could be that there is no chi of kvura. Chi of kvura is partly based on kavanah mesim. Is there kavanah mesim when it comes to a nefel? That is not 100% clear. If you look in Hilchos Mila in Simin Reish Samach Gimel in Hilchos Mila, we've quoted this in the past. It's an important tragic Shulchan Aruch, but it's an important one to know. The Shulchan Aruch talks about Tinok Shemes Kodim Sheyagia Leos Ben Ches. Rachman of Islan, a baby boy who dies before 8 days old. A Nefel. Unless you know for sure, Kalalo Chadashev. But let's say a baby boy dies before 8 days old. V'shach heads in, Kodim Shenimo, V'hua Din Higia Leben Ches El Shalonimo Bechaim, Achmaz Ezesiva. It could be after 8 days old, they didn't get a meal either. But either way, a baby dies before 8 days old. Malin Oso Al Kivro, Bitsur Obakana. You do a Maisa Hamila at the Kever, before you bury. The Ein Mevarchin Al Hamila. This isn't a Birchas Hamila, right? There's no mitzvah being performed here, but you still do it. Why do you do it? We'll see. Mesimin Lo, Aval Mesimin Lo Shem Lezecher, and you give him a name. This is the minhag to give a name. Sheyirachamuhu Min Hashamayim V'yichya B'tchias HaMesim. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. We do Mila and we give the child a name. Something about the name being part of Tchias HaMesim. Maybe Melech HaMashiach is going to call out our names by Tchias HaMesim. I know one Rav, whenever after he does a Kvura, the last thing he says at the Kever, he says, remember he said, he used to say it in Yiddish, he says, don't forget Dainumen, right? Nisht Fagessen Dainumen, that even if the person was called a different name throughout their life, you know, the name is what's based on the Shulchan Aruch is going to lead to Tchias HaMesim, and that's what the minhag is. But again, it's talking about Kfuras Nefalim. It doesn't talk about whether it's Chiv or not, but it says that is the minhag. The next halacha seems to tell us whether it's a Chiv. The Rama adds, the Ein Osin Kain Afilu Biyantif Sheni Shal Galias, the Aser Likbard Biyantif HaNefalim, the Afilu L'Taltalo Aser. That's the Rama. meaning against what it says in Hilchos Yantiv about burying a full Jew on Yantiv, Yantiv Sheni. We don't do this Bizman Hazeh because we have refrigeration. Based on Gemara and Beitza, they were worried that it would become putrid. But Bizman Hazeh, the minhag in most circles, in Hasidic circles, some bury on Yantiv Sheni, Ayde Akum. But in most circles, Kvura is not done even on Yantiv Sheni. Anyway, this is the Ramah that for sure Nephalim, Iker Adin, shouldn't be done because there is no Chiyav Kvura. Number one, that's related to the Kvura of Vlados. The other issue I wanted to mention, we're talking here about Svek Svekos. Hilchos Avelos. Oh my God. Svek Svekos, when it comes to cases of Kohanim, there is a well-known discussion. It was made famous by the Shach. The Shach quoting the Rokeach. Shach quotes the Rokeach. The beginning of Simon Shin Ayin Aleph in Hilchos Avelos. The Shulchan Aruch there says, as we know, it's usher for a Kohen to be Matami himself. A male Kohen. And Aishas Kohen can. That's one of the three Averis that females are not obligated in. Right? Hashchasa Zakan, Hashchasa Zapeos, and Tumas Kohanim. The Shulchan Aruch says, usher le Kohen likanis tachas oel shahameis tachtov. Afilu hu gadol harbe. Even if it's a huge house, a Kohen can't be in an oel ameis. Fine, period, mitzvah, isur daraisa. Says the Shah, quoting the Rokeach, what about an Ashes Kohen Mi'uberes? Is she allowed to go into a cemetery? A wife of a Kohen who's Mi'uberes. Per se, she doesn't have any issue. The problem is her baby. The problem is her baby. Says the Rokeach, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Svek sveka. Maybe the baby is not a viable baby. Maybe it's a nafel. And even if it's not a nafel, maybe it's a girl. So therefore, Svek Sveka, an Ashes Kohen is allowed to go into a cemetery. That's it. The Shach quotes that Rokeach Halacha L'maisa. This is a fascinating discussion in the Achronim. A lot of Lumdis, a lot of L'maisa. If you want to look in Gray Matter, in the third volume of Gray Matter, Rabbi Jachter has a whole article about this where he summarizes a lot of the poskim, starting on page 55. The first issue is, what if you could get out of the Svek Sveka? What if you do a sonogram and you find out what it is? So you don't know, maybe of Nefel Ben Kayama, but what if you could get out of the one of the Sfakis? Are we Machmir based on that? Then we wouldn't let her in, because now you know it's a boy. If you know it's a boy, maybe we shouldn't let it in. So Rabbi, the different postkim take different suggestions. The Rabbi Bleich, in another article, that says maybe this is based on the concept of Svek Sveka Efshalavarer. I think we mentioned that in the previous year, in the past couple of days, right? That we had yesterday even, I think. So that's one issue that he says is Efshalavarer. So maybe you have a chiv to be mavarer. You can't just rely on maybe it's a girl. The chulu on the one hand. Others say maybe it would be mutter if we say the Magen Avraham discusses. Magen Avraham says that maybe it's mutter for another reason. Why? He doesn't know why the Rokeach didn't mention the concept of tuma belua, swallowed up tuma, which the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Ayin Aleph that tuma belua is not tame. It's swallowed up, so he's inside. So just like if the tuma is swallowed up, so too if the person is swallowed up. You should say tuma belua. He doesn't know why the Rokeach didn't bring that up. Number three, the third issue, again, this is a beautiful Lumdish discussion. Number three, the issue is, when does a Kohen become a Kohen? Is a fetus Kohen a Kohen? The Gemara is talking about in Yevamos. Does a Kohen in utero, is he ma'achil, his mother, truma? Is she able to eat truma if she doesn't have any other kids, she's an Eishes Kohen, if she didn't have a kid, she'd go back to her father's house. But is that good enough? So I think we paskin l'chumra. So again, when does the status of kahuna start? Again, that's another question. So all these are discussions that come up. There is another suggestion. Rav Shechter mentions it in an Ikve Atzon. He quotes it here, and based on Rabbi Chanan as well, there could be a concept. This is a big chiddush, but it's a beautiful chiddush, and there are many rayas to this. There could be a concept that there's an iser for a kohen to be close to tumas meis, even if it's a situation where it does not make him tame meis. There are some rayas to that. He quotes, "Vanira lomar bazeh diishlis tapek biyisod dina dahakrat lenefesh lo yitama ba'amav im gedru ha'isosh lo yitami lomais." That's the pashtus. You can't become tamei mais. Oshelo yiskarev lomais ba'ofan she'osaha hiskarbus ha'isam evia l'dei tuma. There are some examples where a person, a kohen, would not be able to even come into a situation where he wouldn't become tamei meis lamaisa, but he would be kreivel meis. Or in cases of savik tuma versus a rabim, where we would be mekel mishum safek, but maybe lachadchila a kohen shouldn't be put himself into those situations. Or a case of tuma belua he discusses. He quotes this from the Achiezer, quoting the Rokeach. Right? Why didn't the like the Magen Avraham's problem? Why didn't the Rokeach bring up tuma belua? So the Achiezer suggests the aft inachinami leka tuma al haubar beknisa saim laolal meis. Mikamakom lulei hasvek sveka haya aser da aser lekohen lehiskarev lemeis afilu baofan sheinu mistame. Beautiful chiddush of the Achiezer explaining why the Rokeach did not bring up tuma belua. Or we know the halacha is the Shulchan Aruch quotes it that a kohen is not allowed to go into an ol of a goses. Forget a mace. Rachman al Islan, let's say this would have come up to a father because a kohen is allowed to be mitame for a father. But let's say there's a kohen rabbi. It's a kohen rabbi comes up, but it's a kohen rabbi that's with somebody in the hospital. Right? It's visiting, saying somebody in the hospital. It's towards the end, and all of a sudden they realize that this person is a goses. He's not just close to death; he's a goses. You know what? The kohen's got to run out of there. It's got to run out. Why does he have to run out? So pashtus is the person might die in a second. So it's a siyug. Shema yamos alav lefesa pisom. Maybe he's going to die in a minute. Elishakut. Says the Rav Shechter, based on certain other Rishonim, maybe the problem is no. The problem isn't that maybe Shema Yavo. Right now, being in the Oel HaGoses per se is a problem, because that's considered Kreva L'meis, even if it's not Tumas Meis. Shekaes HaKoen Over Kfar L'Isser V'yafilu Yotzei L'Basof Shalom Meis. There are other rises. You got to put it all together. Can't take one of these. It's a big chiddush, but is afer srufim, ashes. You know that also might not be metame. But again, a lot of examples. You can look at this in terms of. In Simulam and Hay in Be'ikvei Hatzon. That also might relate to this concept. Why did we bring this up here? This is a case of Svek Sveika. Svek Sveika of what the baby is. Against the pshat that we mentioned by Makas Bechoros, that it didn't die, right? If Kadosh Baruch was a Kohen, it didn't die till, but maybe he did it, then he left. It's not Metame Benegia, but Kadosh Baruch Hu left afterwards. Then it happened, right. Okay, I'll be Drush. One final point related to the Sugya, and that is, what kind of Kohen is going to look and check if he knows he might become Tamei? Are we talking about a smart Kohen? Are we talking about a foolish Kohen? Rashi has four Pshatim. What kind of Kohen are we talking about? Rashi in the bottom. Either he was a Chacham, and he was Morah Horos. He had a check. Maybe he wasn't thinking, focused on whether it would, he didn't think it was a Bimetamei him. He didn't think it would be over it. Rashi either was a Kohen or was a Chacham. Or number two, Shkura etzlo bebeis bebeis v'nogas betrumaso v'rosli zarmi mena kol yimei tumasa. Maybe he started to stay away from the Shifcha. Or he wanted to know about her Avas Karbanos. Or maybe he was an Amma Aretz or a Katan. And all different Pshatim Rashi says who was this Kohen and whether he did the right thing or not. Okay, let's continue. Next couple of dafim here in Nida, there's a lot to do. We can try to do our best. Boy, me name Erev Nachman. Here we go. Vestis d'oraiso d'rabanan. This has come up already twice in the Masechta, but now we have it. Vestis d'oraiso or vestis d'rabanan. What does that mean? Is the concept of checking b'shas vest. That's what it means, kipshuta. We'll get to Reb Chaim in a minute. But is the concept of checking b'shas vest, is that a chashash d'oraiso or a chashash d'rabanan, or by nafkimina if you didn't do it? If a woman didn't do the check, does she have to be choshesh that she saw dam anyway? Amar lehu, mita amar hu nachavri mishmei derav. Isha sheish la vest. V'igiyash az vest of lo batka, ula basov rasa. Based on what Rav Huna said, that a woman who has a vest and her shah's vest came and she did not check. And then afterwards, she checked, ula basov rasa. We have to be worried. Choshesh la vest. So we have to be choshesh that She might have, the dam that she saw now might have started earlier in the Shas Ves. And we also have to be choshesh for the Re'iyah. What does that mean? Whichever time is earlier going backwards, you have to be worried about. If she checked in very soon after her vest, so then Re'iyah, the 24 hours going back, is earlier. So either way, you have to be machmir in both directions. But if the vest is earlier, you have to be machmir because you assume it came then. So Alma vest is Daraisa. So we see from there, from that statement of Rav Huna, that vestas would be daraisa again, and Rashi adds, and therefore, even if she never saw, if she checked afterwards, we would also say machmir b'shas vest. The only reason we say checked is because of the other side of the chumrah, because of the we go back 24 hours mishas choshesh is l'riyasa. That is one version. Ika da amrei, or we say the opposite. Hachi ka amrei. This is what Rav Huna meant. Taima de rasa, the reason that we are choshesh is because she happened to actually find dam after she checked. Halo rasa in choshesh, but if she didn't, we wouldn't be choshesh. Alma vesas rabbanon. So two versions of what Rav Huna said. Period. Itmar. This is if there is assuming right. We'll get to bedikas for shlo b'shas vest, not a vest kavua, but this is pashas for a vest kavua or an onabeninus, which we treat like a vest kavua. Itmar isha sheish lo vest vigi shas vest of lo batka. Same case. She has a vest and it came and she didn't check. Ulo baso batka amarav batka umatzas temeya temeya tahora tahora. Rav says, if she checked afterwards, and she finds herself Temeya, Temeya. And we assume it right now, Mishas Vest. We go back. And Tahora, Tahora. If it's later on, we assume Tahora, then. Ushmuel Amar, no. Afilu Batku Matzas Tahora, Nami Temeya. Bebnisharach Bezmano, but we assume it came Bizmano. So Lema Bevestas Kamitvagi. Let's say the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel here is about Vestas. The Marsav or Shmuel holds the Oraisa. And therefore, even if she ever finds Dam, we assume she had Dam, Bishas Vest, and she is Tame de Oraisa. Amazing. She has to count Shivan Akiyam. She's a Nida, even without seeing Dam. That's the concept of Vestas de Oraisa. What? Would you burn Taurus? It's a good question. Is it just be some Shafik? I think it's even Misha. Would you bring a carbon? Bring a carbon? Actually, no. Neither is a chayv. A chayv is a carbon. But we assume pashas. It's a vaday. Pashas is a vaday.
What's the point of doing a bedika at that point?
Sorry.
What's the point of doing a bedika?
It could be right. Maybe there's the Chumash Hadeshin's case that if she finds something that is a good color, not a bad color, would we be mako there? At least there, you could attribute something else coming out pashas vest. But maybe not even in that case. It's a good question. Umar Sarva Drabanan. Umar Sarva, the other opinion holds no. Rav holds Drabanan. And therefore, unless you find, it's not going to be a problem. Umar, we'll talk more about the Lumdis soon. Let's just continue more. Umar Abzera, no. The Kuliyama Vesas Daraisa. Maybe even Rav holds Vesas Daraisa. Khan, Shebatka Atzma Kashir Veses. Khan Shalobatka Atzma Kashir Veses. The question is, if she checked herself Kashir Veses and did not find Dam, or she didn't. Look at Rashi. The Kuriyama feel the Rav mode of the Vestas Daraisa. Fahad Kamar Dibimatsas Tahora Tahora. When did Rav say that if she finds herself Tahora? Kishabadka Bashir Vest Shel Vesta. Divadai. Yihavi Dam Havi Mishkachacha. That's Rav, right? So within Vestas Daraisa, Donnie, your question. Within Vestas Daraisa, Rav says, if she checked then and she didn't find, then that overrides the Vestas Daraisa. And Shmuel says, I don't care. Arak Vizmanoba overrides a Bedika Tahora. As long as, so if she did it, a Bedika within the time, right afterwards, and she found herself Tahora, Rav would say that would override Vestas Daraisa. And in the case that she didn't, Shalobatka, so then Rav would say that she is Temeya. Okay, that's the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, no. Bevestas Gufakam Evlagi, no. I think they are arguing about Vestas. The Ma'asar Vestas Daraisa, Ma'asar Vestas Drabanan. Period. Amar Rav Sheshes Ketanoi, I think it's a Machlokas Tanoim. Rav Eliezer Omer, Temeya Nida. Rav Eliezer says in this case, she is Temeya Nida if she did not check. Rav Yeshua Amar Tibadek. No, she should check after the vest. And if she should find herself Tame, then fine. We say Tame back. But if not, Vahani Tanai Gani Tanai. And these Tanam also follow the following Tanam. The Tanya Rebbe Meir Omer Tmea. Nida Vacham Omim Tibadek. Okay, one more section and then we'll talk about it. Amar Abaya. Afanan Amitanina. The Gemara is very This is very important machlokas. So we have 23 different machlokas tanoim that are connected to this. Also the following mishnah that we have quoted already, and it's coming up later on. It's not Meir Omer, Maisa b'mach b'vigiyash asvesta, the woman's in a cave, and she's very scared that she's going to be caught by the enemy, by the captors, and her vest comes with a lobotka, and she did not check tahora. There we allow her. Shecharada misalekas as adamim. There we say it's okay because the charada removes the dam. We say that's one of the results of charada. So taima dika charada. So the only reason is because there was charada. Haleka charada tmeya alma vesas daraisa. Also Rabbi Meir would seem to hold vesas daraisa in that case. Stop there for a minute or two. Let's talk about vesas for a second. So we, later on the Gemara of Sama Gimel tells us, based on a pasuk of Vihizartim, if you want to look for a second, if you haven't, Sama Gimel on the Beis, the Gemara tells us the concept of a bedika as harlo b'nei Yisrael sheyifreshu minisho sein samach leveston, based on a pasuk v'izadar esreisomi tumasam, there's a bedika b'shas vest, that is a din. So there is a machlokas rishonim whether that's a din d'araisa or a din d'rabanan. Pashtus, that's the machlokas, vestes d'araisa, vestes d'rabanan, whether you have to do a bedika b'shas vest. Pashtus, that these are connected. Pashtus, these are connected. The problem is, Rav Chaim points out that the Rambam quotes that Ashara lebnei Yisrael sheyishara misha they're not, they have to be poish from their husbands. Let me take a step back. The din of prisha from her husbands, not bedikas, prisha from one's husband, pshas vesta, that seems to be based on a pasuk, and we would link that to the machlokas vesta daraisa vesta drabanan. The problem is the Rambam quotes that din, and he also holds vesta drabanan. That's the problem that Reb Chaim points out. The question is, then, maybe we have to rework our understanding. What does it mean, vestas d'araisa? What does it mean, vestas d'rabanan? Says Reb Chaim, in Hilchas Yisrei Biya, the Sfirulei, deha da'amrin and vestas d'rabanan, ein pirusho, dekol yisod ha'din shel kfiyas vestu rak midivrayim. Nobody holds that the concept in general of vestas is d'rabanan. The concept that a woman could create a status for herself, not everybody agrees that's daraisa. You compare, the Gemara in Baba Kama compares it to a Shara Muad three times. That's for sure din daraisa. But, v'chomi daraisa l'chal din kviyas vesas klal. That's not true. Lehedjed, he quotes other cases, the din cheshven yimei nidav ziva toli b'kviyas vest, u'bal karchach, de gam din kviyas vest, hu gam kei min Torah l'kule alma. What is the machlokas? Vesas daraisa, vesas drabanan. That rak le'inyin tuma dezed chayshinan derasa b'shas vest zelo havi rak mi drabanan. The status created is daraisa, but the chshash of her seeing again, how seriously we take orech bizmano ba, that's drabanan. Once she creates a status, that status is daraisa. For which halachas? For other nafkaminas, but the etzum chalosha kfiyas vestas hu min haTorah. V'arei din vestas l'shar hamuad midamin onlei. U'b'shar hamuad lekashem din shenachush l'negicha b'zman hadaso. By a shar hamuad, the next time he's hanging, once he gores three times, so the next time he's hanging out with animals, you have to be choshesh that he's going to gore again. Maybe, yeah, practically, but halachically, he's not going to be near other animals. So he said that's not a chashash daraisa. That's just common sense. But not a chash daraisa, but the status is daraisa. The apluti vesas daraisa derabanan uraki chayshina l'riyah b'shas vesta mi daraisa olo. Avalenachinami deikar chalos din shol vestos hu daraisa. And therefore, that's how the Rambam could pass in vesas derabanan and still say that drasha devizi had to mi drasha gemura. I'm sorry, the opposite. That drasha devizi had to mi drasha gemura min haTorah. If Yavagad the vesas derabanan, he could still quote that drasha because that drasha, that's an afkamina. Right, that's what he would say that afkamin is, that the precious samuch levest could be a daraisa, even if the chash, and if you don't see, you assume that she saw, that's derabanan. Right, that you can be mechalik between those two dinim, at the moment of, and if she didn't see afterwards. That's Reb Chaim, similar idea said by some of the other achronim, the Noda Yehuda in Yoredei HaKama Simen Nun Hei also talks about this, that after all she has a Cheskes Tara, but usually, you know, you have to be worried because Orach Mizmano Bat, the Chazaka Asui L'Shtanos, but do you say that the Chazaka Asui L'Shtanos is so great that it's going to override her Cheskes Tara to say that the Dam came right at this moment? That's the issue. But again, the concept of a vest is a Doraisa concept. Again, there's more, but we have to go. Number one. Number two, as we said, once we're talking about Onas HaVest, it's going to come up later in the Masechta, but let's mention it now. So what is the behavior that is required during Onas HaVest? So, as the Gemara says later on, for sure, the Din of Prisha. Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Pei Daled that a husband and wife are not allowed to be together, the Maisa Bia, during Shas Vest, whenever that is. Not only that, the Taz quotes the Bach, obviously, makes a lot of sense, Chibuk V'Nishuk. Other than that, everything is mutter. Chibuk V'Nishuk and actual Bia between the husband and the wife, that is what is Usser. That is Prisha, that's in Kuf Pei Daled. What about that's in Kuf Pei Daled Beis. What about Bedikos? So that is a big discussion. The Shulchan Aruch says in Kufei Dalet Taz that Shar Nashim, besides the four women of Dayan Shaitan, Srichan Bedika, Kishigi HaVest. They need Bedikas. And if the vest passes and she didn't check, 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Those are the 2 days. Vest is Araisa or Vest is Rabbanan. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. The big question is, what's not clear in the Shulchan Aruch is, what about a woman who has a Vest of She'ena Kavua? Their bedikah is required even during those onos. The whole concept of onos vest and of you have to check and the whole din is about a on that's a ona vesus kavua or an ona beninus which has the status of a vesus kavua. But what about a vesus she'ena kavua? That's the machlokas achronim. The Badi Ashulchan here in Kuf Pei Daled Tes quotes the machlokas achronim whether a woman has to do a bedikah during a vesus she'ena kavua. The din of prisha applies. But the din of bedikos, that is a machlokas achronim. He assumes lachumra b'makom that it's not a shas atzchak. That's what he quotes. Rabbi Mordechai Willig calls lakula in those cases that there's a mitzvah prisha, but there is no chiyuv of bedika by a vesel shein kavua. But remember, onabeninus is treated like a vesel kavua. That's what he quotes here in sifkata nun ches. Yesh b'achronim shekasu kein lahalacha that. That's what the Badi Ashulchan says, but this is a machlok, as one should ask their local need to posek about this. Prisha, Pashas, Prisha for 12 hours. Right, the Achumra of the Arzarua, which we'll mention again later in the Masechta, is for an extra 12 hours. Maker Adin, the Shulchan Aruch does not quote the Achumra of the Arzarua. The Shach quotes the Chumra, so again, one should ask their local posek, in their Hilchos Nida posek, what they should do about the Chumra of the Arzarua, which again, we'll get to at a later point. Okay, let's continue. Lemahani tanoi bahanami pligi. One more try. Maybe the following set of tanoim also argue about vestis daraisa derabanan. Detanya. If a woman sees dam because of a wound, afilu b'toch yimei nidasa, tahora, debre b'shimeng amliel, even during her yimei nidus, if she can attribute it to a wound, so that is, even during her vest, sounds like, we could say she's tahora because it's coming from the wound. Where is the wound? Is it in the uterus? Right? Is a maka in the uterus? That's not damnida? That's a big shayla. Rashi here just says, inside of her. It doesn't say specifically from the talina b'maka sheba oso makom. But also makom pashas. It sounds like it's even in the uterus, but not 100% clear. Rebbe Omer, Yesh Laves, Choshesh Lavesta. Rebbe says, no, you have to be Choshesh. So what's this machlokes? My la baka miflegi. The Marsar Vest is Darai, so Marsar Vest is Drabanan. Rebbe says, yeah, I know she has a wound, but if it's the Ona, and it's Vest is Darai, so you have to be Choshesh anyway. So isn't that the machlokes? So Amar Avina, lo, to call the Amma Vest is Drabanan, it could be the opposite. Could be everybody else Vest is Drabanan. What's the machlokes? Vahacha bimakar makomo tame kamiflegi. The machlokes is makar makomo tame. This is a concept that's going to come up a few times in this Masechta. What does that mean? That means, is the makom, is the spot of the uterus. If dam passes by, not from the uterus, or not based on a period, does the spot itself create, is the spot metame the dam? That's the question. Not a question of tumas nida, in the tumas nida world, in chayvei krisus, but we're talking about the dam itself, that's the machlokas. Mikor, mikomotame, is it metame? Rav Shimon Gamliel savar, isha tahora vedam tame, tekasi derech makar, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, the woman is tahora, she's not a nida, but the dam is tame. Right, because the dam passed by that spot. V'amar Rebbe, and Rebbe is not coming l'chorma, Rebbe's coming l'kula. Rebbe is saying, Ichayash levest ishanami tamei, avilochayash levest makar makar matar. Rebbe is saying the opposite. If you're telling me that the woman is tar, the dam's also tar. They go together. So that's the machlokes, Rebbe and Rashbag, whether dam just passing by the makom, even if it's not dam nida, is it matami mitzad the dam, not mitzad making the woman a isha nida. The Tosfos here discusses in Makar Makom Matame, Tosfos, I don't understand. This is tuma beis astarim. So how is it metame? Number two, it doesn't have the shear of dam. You need dam or avias to become tame. A couple of questions. The Rishash throws in another question. Usually if you say it becomes tame, so the makom is going to be an av. This is going to be a rishon. So a rishon shouldn't make anything else tame. So all the answers to all these questions are halacha Moshe Misinai. That's the answer Tosfos says. This din of makor makom with tame must be halacha Moshe Misinai, and therefore it could be a rule breaker. It could be a rule breaker to go against normal halachas of tuma. Good. We continue. Next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, referring back to what we have already said, that bisman, that a woman was asuka b'taros, she did many more bedikas. That's the first, right, the name of this parak. Kol yadam arba livdok, be'isha mishubachas. Because bisman taros, we always wanted to make sure that taros were not ruined. So not only did they did extra bedikas every morning, every night, but they also did bedikas b'shas bia. Just be they did bedikas, because we said migu that she's doing bedikas lataras, she's doing bedikas labaila. How many bedikas need to be done? So we mentioned earlier, beishamai, one before the bia, one after the bia. Our Mishnah discusses what if there's more than one maisa bia in one night. That's the shaila. Beishamai omrim sucha beis edim al kol tashmish v'tashmish. Beishamai says you need two edim for each bia, one before, one after. You don't have to look at it till the next morning. But you need bedika before, bedika after for each one. Oh, teshamish l'araner, or teshamish, if there's any light, source of light in the room, we'll get to the propriety of this in the Gemara. If there's a light in the room, then you don't have to have two for each one, you just check each time. That is beis shamai. Ubeis hilomim, no, daibish te'edim kalalaila. All you need is two the whole night. One before the first ma'isabiyah, one after the last ma'isabiyah. Beis hilomim says, it doesn't make a difference. You're not asering labaila anyway. Right, so therefore, you don't have to look at it. According to Beis Shammai, you don't have to look at it until the next morning anyway. So what's the difference? So therefore, just do two the entire night. Tana Rabbanan, Afalpi, Sha'amru, Hamishamish Bidazal Or Haner Hari Zimaguna. Even though it says a person is not allowed to have a source of light in the room when he is with his wife, Beis Shammai Omrim Suchashte Eidim, I'll call Tashmish, O Tashamish Or Haner. Beis Shammai still says, though, this would work. It's Maguna, but it would work if you only have two Eidim, so it would work. Obey Solo Omrim, no. Die, Beis Eidim, call Alayla. No. Two Eidim the whole night are okay. Tanya, Amru lehem Beis Shammai leBeis Hillel, leDivrechem, according to you, Beis Hillel, lechush shema tira tipas damka chardo b'bir rishona. How could you rely on those same Eidim? Maybe she'll see a tipas dam with the bir rishona, she'll become a nida, v'tachpena shechva zera b'bir shnia. And then by b'bir shnia, the shechva zera of the husband is going to cover it up, and you won't be able to see it. So says Beis Shammai, that's why you got to do it before and after every bia. Amalei Beis Hillel says, what, you think your shita is so glat? It works out. Afla divrechem lechush ad sharuk betoch hapeh sheminim of holichlo. Literally, while the saliva is still in the mouth, maybe it's going to cover it up. What does that mean? Meaning, even the shechva zera from the first maisa bia. What, she's going to check? If you're so worried, then you have to be worried. The shechva for the first ma'isabiyah, even if she doesn't have a second ma'isabiyah, is going to cause a problem. So how can you even rely on the bedika after the first ma'isabiyah? You know what the answer is? Says Beis Hillel, the whole thing is a chumrah. So you don't have to be so extra machmir. The whole thing is very, it's chshash, it might not be a perfect check. So the whole thing is a chumrah, so you don't have to be so machmir. One before at the beginning, one at the end. Continuing, Amru lahem Beis Shammai says no. There's still a limit. It's still more of a chance. The shechva zera of the first ma'isa bia and the second ma'isa bia. There's more of a chance. But Beis Hillel would say, I don't care about more of a chance. There's a chance. And once there's a chance, it just shows that this is an extra bedika l'chumra, and we don't have to take it as seriously as you do. Good. Tanya, Amar Rebbe Yehoshua, Roa Ani is Divrei Beis Shammai. Pshua says, I like Beis Shammai. By each one. He gave shiur on this. He gave me his whole Talmidim. Amar lo Talmidav Rebbe, kama harachta aleinu. How could you say that? Such a chumrah. Between every maisa bia, our wife has to do bedikas. Amar lahem, mutav sha'arach aleichem ba'olam hazeh, kedei she'aricho yamechem ba'olam haba. Wow. Right? Better you have a little tircha in this world. A little uncomfortable in this world. Amar Reb Zera says, you know what you see from here? Medivrei kulam nilmad bal nefesh lo yivo v'yashane. You see from here that maybe a bal nefesh, Rashi says, a chassid should not have a second ma'isabiyah without a bedika in between. Because that's what it sounds like. Reb Yeshua said like Beis Shammai, and Rashi quotes, even Beis Hillel, maybe would say this l'chadchila. That's what Reb Zera interprets. Rava Amar, I don't think that. Bo Mishona, no. Kitanya Ilataris. Maybe regarding Tum and Tara, maybe, but you're giving Shir about this Bizman Azeh, Reb Zera, Reb Yeshua. We're not Osekas Bataris anymore. Yibova Yishne. Bo Mishona says, Rava, we don't have to worry about it. Period. Tani nami hachi vaiter, but medvar memurim lataris of abayla mutaris. The Brisa says labayla, none of these bidikas are required. Uba medvar memurim, and also when do we say what we said earlier back in the Mishnah on Daf Tezvav that kol anashim becheskes tara labaalehen? When do we say that? This line is going on that. But medvar memurim shenicha becheskes tara when she was left becheskes tara, as we said, because then it's vaday and vadayer. Aval hinicha becheskes tmeya. But if it's so, then you have to ask, as we said. Period. Amr Biaba Amr Bhiba Rashi Amarav Bodka Be'ed V'Avad Asur L'Shamesh Asher Tivdok. If you were Bodekes Be'ed, and then it was lost. It was lost. You checked before her by her Maisa Bia, and then she lost it before they had the Maisa Bia. Then you have to do another check. Why? Because you're not going to be able to check, look at it in the morning. Maskevar ate Rabila. Why? Ilu isa milo mishamsha. What? If it was here, she wouldn't have to check it. She would be able to have the tachris of avakadlo yada. So what's the difference? Again, all in the world of taurus. So why did, even if it's lost? So Amar le Rava, no. Zu mochicha kayam. Zu mochicha kayam. You wanted to be able to have a record of what status she had before the Maisa Bia. So if it's there, so you don't have to check it, but you have the record at least. But if it's not there, so then you would have to do another one. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Aser lo adam shishamish bitaso bayom. It's aser for a husband and wife to be together bayom. Right, that is aser. A lot of the halachas, like we just had, lo arhaner bayom, there's a certain avirah that Chazal and the Torah want to be created. Bishas, that a husband and wife are going to be together, and part of that is night, part of that is darkness, part of that, it's a sanua relationship. There's no phones ringing, there's not other stuff going on, the heads are clearer, balayla, and Chazal were aware that this is a unique, activity between the husband and the wife, and therefore, it can't have other things on one's mind. And Chazal, and all the halachas related to this, quoted here, and in Maseches Nedarim, and elsewhere, it's all with that same goal, to create a certain environment for the husband and the wife. And therefore, that's the message behind a lot of these halachas. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. Asur l'adam shavish mitazah bayom. Maikra, what's the pasuk? Shene emar. Yovad yom yivaled bo. Iov. In Paragimel, right? Paragimel, all the way at the beginning. It just happened. He just lost everything. He says, oh, the day that I was born should be lost. V'halayla amar horagavar. And the night time that said that this person should become, right, the mother should become pregnant with this man. That day and night that I was born, says Eov, I wish I was never born. Right? That's what he's lamenting. But what do you see from there? The day that I was born and the night that my mother became pregnant. So you see, from there, nighttime is for pregnancy. Laila nitan laheirayon, v'yom lo nitan laheirayon. That's what we're medayik from that. That's the shita of Reb Yochanan. The makar is from Eov. Rishlaka says, different shot, different pasuk. Bozet drachav yamus. Bozet drachav. If somebody can become mivuzeh in their derech, the derech here is, as it says in another pasuk, derech is referring to the Maisa Bia. Bozeh, where it could be a bizayin, meaning during the day where the husband and wife could see each other, and shlo tiskana al baila possibly, yamus, so then that is inappropriate. Bozeh drachav, yamus. Two different psukim. The Aruch Laner quotes three nafkaminas between these psukim. Though it seems to be Agadita, three nafkaminas between these psukim. Number one says the Aruch Laner, Mi'uberes, Meineka, Zakena, cases where pregnancy is not on the horizon. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it will be mutter by Yom, because you're not becoming pregnant anyway. According to Rish Lakash, it will be Aser by Yom, because still, you know, it's still Bozed Rachav Yamus. Nafkamina number one, where it is not nitan lahirayon. Nafkamina number two is mishamish bebeis afel umafel biksuso. A dark place by yom. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it will be mutter. There's no bozed rachav. According to Reish Lakish, it will be mutter. Right, because there's no bozed rachav yamus. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it will still be asr, because it's still by yom. Or the opposite. What if it's mishamish belaila la'ar haner? Candle. So again, according to Reish Lakish, it would be usur, because one can't see. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it would be mutter. with a still Laila. Again, the poskim discuss, does this mean pitch black? Does this mean no light source within the room? Again, it's various details of halacha that one could ask, again, their posting. Okay, but this is machlokas of Yochanan Bishlakish with the three nafkaminas of the Aruch Laner. Now, what does each one do with the other one's pasik? The Aruch Laner is bothered after he quotes these three nafkaminas. What do you mean? What does each one do with the other one's pasik? It's halachic differences. That's what they do. So he assumes that they both hold of each other. And that's why, the Gemara says, so why do they favor one over the other? Rish Lakish, I cried to Rabbi Yochanan, my Rish Lay, what does Rish Lakish do with Rabbi Yochanan's pasik? Mi boile, he uses it for the following famous chazal. Look at the Darsh Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. The Darsh Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Oh, so Malach Mamuna hal he rayon Laila Shmo. The Malach that is appointed upon pregnancy is called Laila. Right, that's the pasik. The pasuk that we already had, right? Laila Omar Haragavar. Laila says pregnancy. That's the malach that's appointed at pregnancy. Tosis points out, there's no malach on birth. Hashem does that himself. That's the first daf in Tainus, right? Doesn't give three maftechas. Hashem doesn't give to anybody, except maybe once in a while. But Hashem doesn't give. So birth, Hashem's in charge. We mentioned in the past of the Shemana Tov. Maybe that's why there's Tumas Leida. Because Hashem's presence is there by Leida, then he leaves whenever there's a Sila Katuma. So then that creates Tumah. Okay, we mentioned that. So the Malach Hamun al Harayon Laila Shmo. V'notel Tipa Mamizah V'nei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Every Tipa, every drop, the Malach takes in front of Hashem. V'omer Lefan of Ribbono Shel Olam. It says Hashem, Tipa Zumateh Aleha. Please be Koveya everything that is not in this person's control. Gibar O Chalash. Chacham O Tipesh. Ashir O Ani. Hashem, please decide what's going to be with this person. Because this is all out of a person's control. The Ilu Rasha, sometimes we think Ashir and Ani are in our control. It's not in our control. We have to do our Ishtavlis, but ultimately, it's already been Nikva. The Ilu Rasha, Otsadik, Loka Amar. He doesn't say Rasha, Otsadik, Kid Rabbi Chanina. The Rabbi Chanina, Kobe de Shemayim, Chutz, Miyiras, Shemayim, Shene Amar. Vatay Yisrael, Mashem, Lokecha, Shoram, Imach, Kiim, Liyira, Vichulu. That is what Reish Lakish does in Rabbi Yochanan's Pasik. It is the Malach that says to Hashem, what's going to be with this person, but everything else is, everything is up to Hashem except for being a Chacham or a, except for being a Tzadik or a Rasha. The Tosfos here discusses, what about the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud, where Chizkiah foresaw that his children would be Rishayim, I thought that's not Nikva beforehand. So Tosfos answers, but he could still have Nevuah, even though there's still Bechir Chavshis. And that is the famous machlokas in the Rambam and the Ramban in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Hey, where the Rambam discusses this. Don't ask me any kashas. Hashem can know and iksilah b'chira chavshes. Ask the Ravid, why did Hashem bring that up? It's impossible to understand that people are just going to have questions about it. He only asked a question, he didn't give an answer. But the answer is that he really gave an answer. That Hashem's wisdom is not like our wisdom. Hashem can know something beforehand, even though we still have Bechira. And that's the mashal that we always like to give of the person watching on video the game that took place yesterday. Does the person shooting the ball have Bechira to get it in or not? Yes. Do I know whether he's going to get it in? Yes. He has Bechira Chavshis, but I'm outside of time. So therefore, you know, it's possible. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created time. He's outside of the timeline. So we can't fathom how we can know it, but he knows. But he knows, right? So that's the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva v'chulu. That goes by money. Who's there on that Rambam discusses this Gemara. Sounds like from the Rambam in that parak in Hilchas Tshuva discusses everything is in your control. Bechira chavshus, right? So from here it sounds like a lot. It's not of chacham or rasha, right? I'm sorry. What's the lashon? Chacham otipesh. That's not in your control. So the Hagos Mamanias answers, basic IQ is not in your control. What you do with that IQ is in your control. Okay, one more line. Rabbi Yochanan imkein. Rabbi Yochanan, how does Rabbi Yochanan know this chazal? Imkein nichtov kra gever hora. Put the word gever hora. Have it in that order. My hora gever. The word hora is next to the word laila. So it must be that we learn both. Laila nitan laherayon v'yom lo nitan laherayon. And we learn the other. So that is what Reish Lakish does with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with Reish Lakish's pasuk? That we will have to start with tomorrow. Yeah, we'll get into it. We don't want to start now. And we'll talk about Ben Sira tomorrow. We'll talk about what you're supposed to do with your fingernails after you cut them. That's on tomorrow's daf. Again, Nida is a A lot of dafim, underrated mesechta, I should say. So it's a great mesechta, and we'll stop here. Again, today's shiur was sponsored L'zecher Nishmas Leia Bas Yitzchak by her grandchildren, Avishai and Elisheva Newman, David Avram and Michal Landau, Rav Gavriel and Dina Newman, and Emmanuel and Raniel Newman. We thank you for the sponsorship. Again, L'zecher Nishmas Leia Bas Yitzchak.